So I've said this many times, I'm going to say it again. Because when I've been giving Trump the benefit of the doubt, pointing out there was never any evidence of him doing anything wrong in the Epstein files, that's because that was true. Now we have open cover-up, so that's cut and dry, so I'm pointing it out. People say, well, why were you doing it before? Because there wasn't any proof of him doing anything wrong. And the Democrats want to put me in prison. The Democrats want to cut your son's genitals off. The Democrats want World War III with the Russians. And so I'm personally working against my own interest, criticizing Trump and going after the Republicans, because when the Democrats get back in, they've sworn to put my ass in prison. I'm going to have to leave the country, folks, okay? I mean, we're already making preparations. I intend to stay on the air, all right? So this is, I mean, it's the Death Star orbiting the planet to fire at the rebel base in the moon. I mean, I need Trump to succeed. That's why I'm putting so much pressure to get them back on track. But there's not much time, and the midterms are coming up. And I don't see any evidence of that out of the administration. So the caller is making some really good points, but the genie's not going back in the bottle here. And this I've never seen such a firestorm. It's only getting bigger. And the fact that they put all this devil worship stuff out, I mean, that is like explosive. This is going to bring down the country. Not releasing it. Releasing it will save the country. Go ahead, Scott, and finish your points.
All right. Basically, what I'm saying is, if I were you, I would get with Flynn, and I would personally go try to do everything possible to meet with him in person and say, look, man, if you don't succeed, I have to leave the country, my family. I put my ass on the line for this, to get us where we are right now. So you need to come clean, because this is life or death for the whole country. And I would say, and I mean really serious conversation like that with him, and then say, here's what you need to know. The public ain't buying what you're saying. They're not going to buy, just like we're going to go on with our lives. They know that that Netanyahu's trying to get us back in Iran. You're doing all the work. It seems whatever you're saying, they know that everything that Netanyahu wants you to do, you're doing. Instead of saying, no, I'm not doing that, you go do that. We're not being part of that. And you're not, nobody's getting arrested. Everybody's seeing a clear picture. They're losing faith in you, man. And so you need to do something, and I mean drastic, if you want to save the country. If not, just pull it up right now, and I'm going to start packing my crap and go to another country, because it ain't going to work.
I totally agree with what you're saying. And again, we have this great opportunity with Trump. So much good has been done. But at the same time, he's protecting the entire elitist corporate deep state that is sure to try to put him in prison once he's out of office. It's just, it's insane. Any other points you'd like to make?
No, that's it. It's that cut and dry, man. We're there at that point right now. Nobody else is buying it. Everybody's now, they definitely woke up. Alex, if I were you, that's what I would do, because, and get the real story, because this is, nobody's buying it. It's going to start going downhill from here, because everybody's starting to come, they're going to take matters into their own hands. Groups are already forming to start trying to, counter this with the kids. Once the kids, they actually got out there, these documents with the kids, what was being done, changed everything. So now we're to the point where you got to meet with them. And I mean, like a life or death thing. And he has to come clean to you, man. And if he ain't willing to do something, now you know. And then it's time to tell the public, he ain't going to do nothing. I'm out of here. Period.
No, I hear you.
And he's going to do it or not.
You know, here's the thing about Trump. I don't see reporters asking him questions about Epstein, because when they do, he yells at them. And so they've stopped doing it. And, of course, the Democrat reporters don't want to ever ask any real questions, because that leads back to them. They're the open pedo party. But somebody just say, Mr. Trump, did you know they talk about delivering sex slaves to the Hyatt in New York, Epstein? Sir, and just read a few of these. Since there's thousands of these, sir. And Cash Patel says that there's no criminal evidence here. We need these names unredacted. I guarantee he doesn't even know that. They made it all about, they're coming after you with this, sir. You need to shut it down. Oh, I'm not in there. Shut it down. I know that's what he did. He's so narcissistic. Thanks for the call. I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives. These bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue.
What do you got there, Angel Eyes?
It's a new Patriot Silver folding knife from thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Blondie, look at me. I got all three.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can't spill this saying. You will never break the chain. And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again.
All right, Dan Dix is in Puerto Vallarta. Last time I heard this an hour ago, the airport is still closed. He is stuck there. You have Cancun getting rampaged and attacked. You've got attacks all over the country. I'm told by my military and law enforcement sources that it is exponentially worse than you have been told. Okay? But just the scenes of Puerto Vallarta were something out of a dystopic World War Z. So I want to get Dan Dix's report on what he's seen since then. And he was supposed to leave today. Cannot leave. He was there for a conference with his wife. And then Dan's been a friend for 15 years or however long it's been. He's a great journalist, award-winning documentary filmmaker, founder of Press for Truth. I want to get his take just on general, the lay of the land, what the Trump admin's doing. He's Canadian, carny, total globalist, and where he sees this global awakening going and what he thinks the overall effect of the Epstein files are. And Trump thinking people are just going to move on from this. He then puts himself front and center as the villain in the narrative when it's not even something he's involved in, from what we've seen. Just absolutely the stupidest move I've ever seen in my life. But I'm ranting. You'll be with us a little while, then we're going to go back to the callers on that same subject. At Dan Dix, PFT on X, pressfortruth.ca. Dan, so what's going on right now in Mexico?
20 years, to be exact, Alex, is when we first met. It's been a long time. But, Mexico right now is not looking great. I mean, they've just announced that they're potentially going to start trying to open up the roads, like trying to get buses and Ubers and taxis going again. But at the same time, from what I understand, some of these cartel members have gone out into the streets with backhoes and have literally dug up the road. So even if they get the cars going, even if they open up the airports, there's still going to be some serious logistical issues with trying to get there. I mean, I just spent like a couple hours in line at the concierge here at this hotel, and I've heard other people saying that their flights they're not getting out until Saturday, and you know, today's Monday. I have no word yet from my airline. They have yet to give me a new itinerary. So this could be going on for quite some time. I mean, I'm bunkering down now in my hotel, trying to stay as safe as possible. But because last time I ventured outside of this place, it was just smoke all around, smoldering cars, and literally guys with machine guns and ski masks driving around in the back of pickup trucks, slow rolling up onto me. So I think I should probably stay put in the hotel for now, at least. But from what I've heard, there were nighttime, raids going on last night, or at least cartel members going around doing stuff at the night. Thank God nothing has happened here. But this seems to be kind of slowing down a little bit, and may soon start to open back up to normal, stores opening and traffic getting back on the road. But right now, the logistics are a nightmare. I mean, like I said, I just saw about 50 people in line at the hotel going all the way outside to the sidewalk, trying to, you know, just rebook at this particular hotel. And I'm sure a lot of people are thinking the same thing I am. Get some food to your room, get some bottles of water to your room, because who knows how long we're going to be stuck here, Alex. It's really tough to say. Yeah, there's the lineup. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. All these people are completely stranded. And I bet they weren't expecting this when they came to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. But that's what happens when you go after one of the top drug cartels. I mean, I'm sure Trump knew, and whoever else was involved, what kind of reaction this was going to get, because these guys don't mess around. When you go after their top guys, they're going to clamp down hard. And that's what we've seen at the Guadalajara airport. That's what we've seen at some, you know, hospitals. At a Costco was set on fire. They're lighting gas stations on fire, Alex. And maybe that's for the optics. Maybe that's for the photo op scenario, just to show just the grand theater of how crazy they want this to be. But certainly, I don't think it's necessarily gonna completely end. I may be, it could be another day for me. It could be another week for me. It's really, really tough to say at this point. But at any rate, I'm gonna do the best I can to continue to document this, even if it means venturing outside a little bit to explore what's happening in the streets, because I know people are not getting the truth from the mainstream media about what's actually happening on the grounds here. From what I've seen, some reports are just, oh, it's all hunky-dory, nothing to fear, really. It's a lovely place to be right now, but obviously that's not the case. It's pretty serious.
Absolutely. Let me lay some info on you. You're saying still some attacks, still some burning, still things going on, but obviously nothing compared to yesterday. Obviously, Puerto Vallarta, the main epicenter, the most spectacular attacks, a lot of death, military police killed. The Mexican government's very good at keeping that stuff secret. But my sources told me that dozens of towns, scores of cities, police, military being killed, Army, National Guard, Marines, police, Cancun, armed robberies, hostages taken in restaurants, nightclubs, buildings being burned, people being killed, but there's just a clampdown on that stuff coming out. Guadalajara, the airport taken over, hostages, it goes on and on. But what people need to understand is humans act the same 1,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago as we act now, okay? And if you look at the final fall of Rome in 410 to the Visigoths, chieftain Alaric, they had brought in all these foreigners from the Germanic countries, gave them more and more land. The Romans had gotten lazy. And finally, they just said, we're just going to take it. But the Roman historians, some of the ones that got away, the military came and said, listen, we got to recruit people. We got to get organized. The Visigoths, the Ostrogoths are going to march down here, and they say they're going to burn it all down because we haven't paid them tribute. And as they approached, when Rome fell in a day, there were people partying. They were, you know, at their sex parties. It was recorded, as the other Romans were smart and fled and went and got on ships and left, that most of the Romans were just so decadent, so long, they were just partying. It's like they tell them, get off the beach, and then people just go in and kind of go back out and get their margarita. And everybody's in a war zone. You look at that crowd of folks, their vacation, you know, being messed up, or the, but you just look at their faces, they're not ready for this. And the thing is, civilization is a very thin veneer, and it's peeling away. There's over 250,000 people killed by cartels, estimated the last 20 years or so in Mexico, many of them women and children. They dig up all these mass graves right across the border. Sex slavery, they rape. Amnesty International says 80% of the women and girls that come across, that's not Americans doing it. It's not machete kills Don Johnson doing it. That's all Hollywood, you know, fantasy. No, it's Hispanic on Hispanic. 99.9% of it. And it is literally the cartels now morphing into actual devil worshiper groups, because that's where it always goes. That's what evil is. It always reverts to its final, you know, final form, its real form. And so that's where this is. And you think of Rome, you think of that, you think of our cities and the communists and the Mondamis. They say they're planning that here. And the cartels are heavily integrated with the Democrats. All God's children, Pelosi talked about. And this is what I've been warning of. General Flynn, Matt Bracken, because we have the chatter. I mean, we didn't make a big deal about this last year. Flynn didn't even say it about himself. But I confirmed it. They had NSA and CIA intercepts of Democrats and corporate people saying, we're going to use the cartels to kill General Flynn, Alex Jones, kill Trump's family, kill him. We're going to use surface-to-air missiles, all this other stuff. Now, that was confirmed, and by good guys given to Flynn out of Army Special Operations out of Tampa. And then I confirmed it later by other national journalists. But the point is, I'm like, okay, cartel hit out on me. It means that when they go, when they get the order, they come to your house, folks. It doesn't mean they do it right away. This is real, okay? This is go time, all right? I've been explaining this to people for a long time. This is not a game. This is not a joke. And when I sit there and say, I'm in the card deck. I'm in the face cards, okay? That's how real this is for me when I tell you this stuff. Dan Dix.
Well, you've been talking about how they utilize order out of chaos as their modus operandi. They literally have it down to a science, where it's this problem reaction solution scenario where they create the problem, they generate this massive reaction from people like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do about this? Please do something about this for me. And then they step in and offer that solution. And in Mexico, I know they have been working towards an eventual digital ID. I mean, this whole digital ID thing is going global exponentially fast, really quick. But I mean, I really could see a major clampdown in that effort and then really try to accelerate that following this stuff. Because if you show enough of this kind of stuff on the news and you terrify the Mexican people enough, they may be willing to accept that digital enslavement. And that's all it takes sometimes.
Well, that's right. Whether you're in Australia or Mexico or Europe or here in Canada, the answer to the porn for the kids and the answer for crime is a digital ID, internet digital thing, internet ID. That's what Zuckerberg is the fix for child safety. This is all rolling out right now.
Yeah, it's rolling out right before our very eyes. And like we said, often is all they need is the right major crisis in order to truly implement their solution to the problem that they often create. And we could start seeing cameras left, right, and center all over the place here in Mexico. And again, the implementation of a digital ID, which, as we know, is the plan all along. And this isn't just isolated to Mexico. As you said, this is a global phenomenon. So we could be seeing similar things, who knows, maybe in Canada. I mean, we've got Bilderberger, WEF, Bilderberger Insider, globalist bankster Mark Carney now running the show up in Canada. So we're going to see the same thing.
Literal communism and literal. And to think about Trump, who I love on so many fronts, but he is making fun of Canadians, 51st state, always cheering against your teams. It's not done friendly. And all the polls show Carney was able to get in from a 50% approval rating up to a 40 because of Trump being anti-Canadian. That is so stupid.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. Trump's basically endorsed Carney in the beginning, and then it was all jokes about, 51st state. And, I've made a documentary on the coming North American Union. You used to sell that one, United We Fall, talking about the Canada, U.S. and Mexico all coming together. And now we may be starting to see the implementation of that before our very eyes, because when you get a WEF, Bilderberg, Bankster, Insider at the head of the government in Canada, you're prime. They're ready to make it happen. It's absolutely crazy what's happening up in Canada as well under Mark Carney. And what they're setting up is eventually going to lead towards more of a united union, because that's the plan. Eventually is for everybody to give up their national sovereignty, so we have a one world government, a one world cash system, a one world religion, a one world police in order to control all these people. And they're just getting their ducks in a line right now. And it looks like Mexico is next on the chopping block, and they may be using this cartel situation to really go after the Mexicans. I mean, obviously, when you take out their top drug pin guy, there's going to be a huge reaction to that.
And this is on record, the meanest cartel. The last time I was in Cancun, they shot a cop dead right where I was in Isla Mujeres. The day I left on the ferry back to the mainland, they killed him that afternoon. I'd been on that very ferry 5 hours before, and they robbed some nightclubs that wouldn't pay him money and shot some people. And I mean, just the day I was there, and it was this new generation cartel. In closing, I haven't hit on this strong enough yet, and neither has Trump or his administration. Homan has, and the Border Patrol Union has. The Democrats have empowered the cartels. They made deals with them to smuggle in kids. The cartels would give the Border Patrol a phone number to call for where the child was sent. Mayorkas worked with them. That's on record. empowered them, grew them, did all of this. And now it's just completely exploded. Much of this lays at the feet of the Democrats, and I'm not seeing Trump messaging on that.
Well, cartels are often, drug cartels especially, are in bed with governments often. I mean, look at like what, you know, Bill Clinton was doing with the CIA cocaine running operations. You know, they purposefully destabilize the nation. They purposefully get people completely hopped up on drugs that just take away their ambitions. And this is done by design. So if you don't think that these Mexican cartels are working with some forms of government, I think you're probably sadly mistaken. This is how they operate.
Remember Fast and Furious? Turns out a million guns ordered by Obama and the Attorney General to be shipped down there and then blamed on American gun owners. Here it is. How labeling cartels terrorists could hurt the U.S. economy. That was when Trump was president-elect. New York Times says, oh, no, we need to keep laundering the money. I'll give it to Trump. He is actually cracking down on banks and is actually cracking down on the drug trade because he hates drugs. That's something real he's doing.
Yeah, well, in Canada, they're cracking down on these things as well, but not necessarily in a good way. Like, we have this gun buyback program where they're telling people they're going to have to return their guns. But thankfully, I don't know if you heard this, Alex, but the local police are going around in Canada saying, we are not going to enforce this. Yes, you are being told to give up your guns, but we're not going to be the ones coming. So I want to tell people, if you are getting those letters that they're sending you, ignore them. Ignore them flat out, and don't worry. The cops aren't coming to your door. This is not something you have to be concerned with.
I did see that, especially in rural areas where you have grizzly bears, and you're saying no guns. And remember, we always knew when they register your guns, they take them, just like Australia, and now they're doing it. Look at this. You mentioned it. Who is Earl Anthony Wayne, ex-U.S. ambassador to Mexico, in the Epstein files, reportedly impregnating an 11-year-old girl, and now coming out of the files is drug dealing and weapons being flown around by Epstein, who worked for Les Wexner and the CIA airport they set up in Ohio in 1991 when he was put on the Trilateral Commission.
Yeah, this Epstein stuff is huge right now. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we've been talking about for decades, and now it's finally all coming out. And will the dominoes start to fall? Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, a lot of the people are obviously highly protected. And, you know, so whether or not the extent to which this may be a limited hangout can still be debated. But at least we're starting to get some of these things revealed. And,
well, we got Prince Andrew, who ran the Trade Commission, arrested for espionage. And now the former ambassador of the U.S., who's in the Epstein files, Mandelson. So it is Mandelson. This is all going down. Dan Dix, hopefully you get out of there soon, but if you're still there tomorrow, and even this afternoon in the War Room with Harrison Smith, you get new information, be safe out there. We want to get you on. Dan Dix, PFT on X, pressfortruth.ca. .ca. Great job, brother.
Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate you having me on. And I'll tune in again tomorrow, especially if I have any new breaking information. And
something tells me you will, but let me guess, your wife's trying to keep you from going out there.
Yeah, my wife, my mom, you know, they're both on my case right now. But hey, this is what I do. I eat, sleep, and breathe Press for Truth. I'm here to work right now, my man. And I'm not gonna stop that. I'm not gonna let any sort of fear dictate, you know, what I'm gonna do here in Mexico. I'm gonna certainly keep fighting the good fight. So people can check that out. Go to pressfortruth.ca. Follow me on X, and I'll have lots of updates coming very soon. I just had to book the hotel for two more nights at least, because it's probably going to be extended quite a bit.
All right. Well,
and
Sorry. Go ahead.
They jacked up their rates. You know, all of a sudden they're like, well, it's what are you going to do? We changed the rates, and I don't really have an option. It's like I guess I'm screwed. So
wow, it is stick it what to it the is. Though, all right. Well, thank you, and be safe, brother.
Thank you.
Go with God. Man, that is low down by the hotels. That's a big story. In fact, I should talk to him more about that. We'll talk to him in the War Room today, hopefully. All right, let's go back to the calls. I really wanted to talk to you, but I also had to get Dan on. Let's go to Tim in Georgia. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, it's good to talk to you, Alex. Keep up the fight, like you said. What we have to remember now is the election. All the things that you're talking about, all the things that are going on, there needs to be a but after it's but the election. Iran, Mexico, Epstein, but the election. If Trump does not win this election, it ends at the end of this election. He's not going to have the next 2 years. And the guy's talking about put the genie back in the bottle. There ain't going to be a bottle to put it in. And as far as you leaving the country, you're not going to leave the country because there's nowhere you can hide. They're going to hunt you and your family down. They're going to hunt Trump and his family down. And they're not going to let anybody that has had anything to do with fighting against them left alive, because this is the last hope that we have is this election, because it's one day at a time now.
Well, let me stop you, because I 100% agree, and I'm just being honest with the audience. That's the paradox, is that the Democrats are 1,000 times worse. They are the party of pedophiles. They are the demons. And then we now know the DOJ is covering up. And if people went back to sleep, I would say it's wrong they're doing it. But I'd be like, okay, well, at least we got some good stuff with Trump. No, it's screwing Trump. So you understand the paradox. It's like either way, this is really bad. And so I can't figure out a way to solve this. What do you think? I mean, you understand, though. Yes, but the election. Yes, yes, absolutely. And all the good things the Trump admin's done. The Democrats want us just to totally turn loose, get out of politics so they take over. No, we have to salvage all the good people, promote them. We got to vote even harder and stronger in the midterms. There's so many good people. I totally agree. And you got Trump sniping at good members of Congress and running them off. So how do we walk this tightrope? What do we do?
We know they're going to try to steal the elections. And that's what we've got to guard against. We have to make it honest, and we have to make it where we know that we can count on our votes. If you look at the elections that they've been having one at a time since Trump got in, the Democrats has won all of those. The Republicans have not won even one of them. So it's all about...
And it's been the same old exact fraud red-handed.
Yes. And they know it works, and they're going to keep on, and they're going to release anything and everything to upset the public and get their mind off of the election. That's their modus operandi.
No, I agree. The Republicans are night and day compared. We're getting a lot of good people in. This is part of a global awakening. We're in a populist Christian revolution against the Satanists and the world government. And we have got to get the Republicans in, and we've got to get the most hardcore members in, and we've got to just hammer it as hard as we can. And we have to just say, absolutely, we have to continue to expose the Democrats and how they are working with the cartels, and they've, again, have drawn up plans during this revolution, this communist revolution, to use the drug cartels and others as the hitmen to take out all their political opposition. They've said they're going to do it. They've said it publicly. And General Flynn got the intercepts of them planning to kill me, him, and a whole bunch of other people. I mean, we're on the list. And Flynn couldn't believe it, because these are prominent people on the phone wanting everybody to know, knowing it's all being recorded by the NSA, talking about how they're going to kill us. Well, of course, they talk in public. Mudd of the CIA goes on TV and says, we're going to kill Trump on CNN. So they're on their phones talking about how they're going to kill us. And who they're going to kill. Just, it's unbelievable. And I guess, you know, yeah, look, I say, because there's countries I can get to and still broadcast and be effective. That's the reason I do that. But you know what? Gloves come off. It's not like this stuff goes down. I'll be sitting at home waiting for people. So, yeah, you think the drug cartels can blow some stuff up. You don't see what the American people can do. I don't want to go there, but that's where we're going.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is gonna change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Methylene blue works. It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
in the you know the way it feels. You know, just going down, drinking it. But it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free, you're playing. It's amazing.
Hey, this is Doc Chambers here. I'm out in the field right now. Day off from the campaign trail, doing some work. I got things to catch up on, so it's called a refit day. But I'm getting refit with Alex Jones's Methylene Blue. It's pretty good. I got to say, I've been using it on the road since we left the studios, and I've been taking it for a while. I had a traumatic brain injury in Iraq in 2004. There's been a lot of studies out there that show that with post-dementia patients and TBI patients, it's just been used for years. It's just not very well known with regard to demyelination, what it can do to improve your cognition. So that's your brain. Your brain housing these stuff. Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you. We're going to stay on.
This Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I got to tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com. The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. You've been from the stick.
We're down the highway, broke the limit, we hit the top.
All right, I want listeners to understand something. I know a lot of you do, and a lot of you are former military, and you know, you're tuned in because you're informed. You know, we're informed, so we're basically all just here brainstorming. But for a lot of new listeners and people, I want people to understand something. I've called all this. General Flynn's called all this. Matt Bracken has called all this. Stuart Rhodes has called all this to a T. And that's because this is what we do, okay? And it's because this is what we do that we learned 8 months ago. General Flynn talked about it. I later confirmed this with folks in the DOJ. That there's a couple hundred people on a hit list with the Democrats, and they plan to use the drug cartels as their hitmen during a communist revolution, civil war. And the movies you've seen, like One Battle After Another and Civil War, all produced to hype this and get everybody ready for it. So when I bring this up, it's not to write myself into the story. You hear DOJ after that come out and Border Patrol and ICE and say, oh, yeah, there's $50,000 bounties on leadership, $1 million on top leadership, and $10,000 to $50,000 just on regular Border Patrol ICE. And that's come out, and they've had people try to make good. They've had Border Patrol ICE killed. So you have a collection of all these different communist, Antifa, Islamic groups, Hezbollah, Hamas, that's here. And then the drug cartels are the real muscle. That's why Pelosi famously said, don't talk bad about MS-13. They're God's children, too. So I have specifically been told by Flynn, who, again, was a former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, who got it from, directly from the NSA intercepts, saying, hey, you need to be really careful. You need to know you are way up on the list, right below Trump's family and right below Trump. It's classified information, but reportedly the bounty on Trump is unbelievable. I'm just going to stop there. I've got a huge one on me, and I hate to even get on air and even talk about that, okay? But you have to understand, the bounty doesn't activate until they hit the button. Then they all come to your house. So that's why the minute they kill Trump, if they do, you better get out of your house immediately. They're guaranteed there's a group of communists or Antifa or a mix with drug cartels, just like one battle after another. That's all programming that is coming to your house to kill you. You have the communist Chinese putting out with their English speakers all over the internet in the last few months. Oh, have you seen an American flag during the revolution? Kill everyone inside and take their weapons. I played those clips. So they're really intending to do this. Okay? This is the Podesta plan. And Trump wants to crush the cartels and get Mexico to stop working with them and to stop the money laundering to try to get control of this. Now, are they going to now strike back in the U.S.? Will this make them launch earlier? I don't know. But Matt Bracken has literally predicted all of this. It's still going on countrywide. They're covering it up. Police, military getting killed all over the place. Don't forget, something like 45 mayors. Yeah, 45, last time I saw, by December of last year, 45 mayors had been killed. They killed hundreds of other government officials last year. 250,000 dead total in the last 15 years of Mexico drug cartels we know of. And this is one of the nastiest. And Trump has turned off the money laundering. He has made the banks stop it to a great extent. He's taken out Venezuela at one level that cuts off Cuba. So you see all the strategic move, but they're striking back. And I believe with the killing of their cartel leader that you won't just have aftershocks. I believe this is going to be a tremor for something much bigger. So former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, one of the best anti-terrorism, big-picture brains out there, Matt Bracken joins us. I appreciate Matt coming on with us today. I'm tempted to even try to get him back in the fourth hour, but give me your assessment. Start with what happened yesterday and today, or you can go to 35,000-foot view, or you can analyze what I just said, Matt Bracken. A, do you disagree with anything I just said?
No, and this, nor with Flynn or Chuck Holton or others that are talking about this right now. This is a national security risk, both obviously in Mexico and in the United States. The border, they're not flooding thousands of people across the border per day, but they don't need to. They got hundreds of thousands in the country already. And the guys that are very well connected, they don't have tattooed up faces and necks. They can wear a business suit. They can fly in, drive in, no problem. And everybody can text freely across around the world. So orders can be given, even inside of prisons, their communications continue. So, and it's interesting. There's so many levels to dissect this. Some Chinese people are now saying, connecting it on X, we're going after the silver mines because silver is such a strategic thing. And Mexico is like the leading producer of silver, and we need the silver. So like Venezuela, they look at it all the way up at a level of we have to instigate something with the cartels to have an excuse to intervene in Mexico and eventually get control of the mines.
Oh, I think there's no doubt Trump's picking a fight because he already knows they're prepared for their insurgency here with the left. I mean, that's the whole point of Venezuela, Cuba, and all that is to head off their revolutionary plan, which is in Rex 84, which is in the movie Red Dawn, based on a Rex 84 scenario, as you know.
And he smacked the hornet's nest with a big baseball bat. That's for sure. I mean, taking this guy out was one of their absolute red lines. This was a we'll go to war red line. But people have to understand that haven't followed this. Probably most listeners of the Alex Jones Show know this, but the Mexican cartels make the movie Godfather Mafia guys look like the Knights of the Round Table. Okay. They would take you out if you were a traitor within the mob, almost reluctantly, take the gun, leave the cannoli, that kind of, that chivalry. Fredo gets a ride out on the boat. These guys will burn your whole family alive. They'll burn your neighbors' houses, even if they're not involved, just to send a message to everybody else. And one of the key sayings in Mexico that people should be aware of is plomo o plata, lead or silver. The 45 mayors who were killed are guys that wouldn't take the silver. So the classic scene is the new mayor, the sicario walks into the new mayor's office with a briefcase and opens the briefcase, and inside on the desk, inside is a Mac-10 on top of stacks of $100 bills. So you can choose right now. You're going to take the lead or you're going to take the silver. And so this extends to the military, the police, federal police. You don't know who is corrupt in that country. You have to assume that they're corrupt. So if you're an honest cop, you don't know when you are talking to someone on the radio if they're just going to send sicarios to kill you. So that there's no trust in the country. At this point, and it's El Salvador is like not even one state in Mexico. So it's like extending, Connecticut to the USA. But the only way
I said that last night is Mexico needs a Bukele.
Right. And that would, but Mexico is so much bigger. It's like extending, you got control of Connecticut.
But he can do it. He can do it like the North did with the South. You can do it state by state with a Reconstruction. I'm not defending what the North did. I'm saying you could have a Bukele and then he could just take state by state.
But you'll have to start executing people immediately. A big problem with this, and I've seen very extensive studies, because at looking at this, that at the cartels almost as an economist, how many recruits do they need to replace? They're in constant wars all the time. So they lose hundreds of sicarios every month.
Yeah, let's be clear. They are extremely battle-hardened, psychotic. Literally, that's why they've gone to their final form. Most of them worship Satan now. That's real, folks.
Right, that's right.
They've now literally become demon-possessed.
Santa Muerte and they will never run out of recruits.
They worship the Grim Reaper.
And they don't expect to live to see 30. Their goal is to spend their 20s as like a big shot, and they routinely get extremely high, on amphetamines and other things, peyote, etc.
No, before they go, because a few times I went, my security insisted I get a federal police as a security when I was there, and they were telling me all the stories. They said no, just yesterday a 13 and 14 year old from the same cartel went in a nightclub, robbed everybody, shot somebody just to scare them, and then stole all their money. And they were 13 and 14 year olds, and they said they had a bag of cocaine, AK-47s, and were snorting cocaine while they were in there robbing people off the bar counter.
And they don't really have an expectation. So the normal, for normal people, you would say, it's a pretty strong deterrent against doing bad things if I might spend 20 or 30 years in prison or be killed. But if your baseline is you don't even expect to live to see 30.
Yeah, let's just say there's no shortage of machismo in Mexico.
No. And if you go back to, the apocalypto type of days, it's a very death-oriented culture, and it always was. Catholicism was imposed in Mexico, and it, did away with cutting people's hearts out on top of pyramids. But that is still a huge part of the psychology, this very Indian, the Indios, the native Mexicans, that death worship is a very strong part of their culture. Very strong. It never was gotten rid of. They worship saints at a level that Americans would be amazed, that shrines to saints, with statuary and like totemic symbols. They're really into it. And
And that's why the Democrats, going back to Bill Clinton helping set up MS-13, have been recruiting them into the CIA on record and Bill Barr, because they're a great army that'll do what you're told, and it'll actually—it's like Islamic suicide bombers. It's an absolutely psychotic culture. Not all the Mexicans are saying this particular group.
And they're disposable. They have you know, millions of young men that are essentially incels. They have no hope of on their own getting a job, making progress in their life, being able to afford a house or even rent, finding a nice wife. That's like, might as well say you could become an astronaut and, you know, land on the moon. It's not a realistic expectation for them. But to be given a gun and, you know, some form of uniform and be able to drive around in technical vehicles is very cool. And that, so the Mexican government only has a couple of trustworthy organizations. One of them is the Mexican Marines. Traditionally, they've been segregated, and anti-corruption was a part of their culture. You know, Colombia had this problem and still does to a large extent. And what they had to do was reform their military from the ground up. They had to practically fire everybody above the rank of major, early retirement, and start all over again with their boot camps and their version of West Point being dedicated to anti-corruption, like Elliot Ness and the Untouchables, that our country is such bad shape because of corruption. And if you're corrupt, you're a scumbag and a traitor, and you know you're holding your country down. And only through you know, honest policing and honest soldiering can we ever get this monkey off our back of corruption.
No, let's talk about some other issues. You know what, Matt? Can you come back and host the fourth hour? I'll do something with you, but I got a lot of questions. We need to war game this. Or you can't do that.
Yeah, sure. I can do that.
Let's just do that, because there's no way in the time we got to get into this, because I want to talk big picture here, okay? I mean, we know what's going on. We know that these drug cartels are interfacing with the big banks. We know Trump is cutting it off. That's totally pissed them off. One of the good things Trump's done. And I want about timelines here and where you see this going with ICE. And also, we have the Border Patrol Union coming out and saying, yeah, the Democrats are the ones that let the cartels run wild for 4 years. Let them smuggle humans, literally, with where they would give the phone number, the cartel would deliver the kid, where it goes. Where is Trump hammering Mayorkas? Where is Stephen Miller? Where are they pointing out that this is a direct consequence of giving the cartels free reign for 4 years? I want to talk about that, and then just the general timelines on Epstein, all this stuff coming out, what you think should be done, and you always have other topics that I didn't think of. What else you want to hit in the fourth hour?
Well, I think, just, you mentioned Mayorkas. I think that his picture should be on billboards. He should be fleeing to Antarctica. I consider Alejandro Mayorkas a far worse traitor than Benedict Arnold.
You know, he killed more people than Joseph Mengele.
He succeeded where Benedict Arnold failed. They broke up the Benedict Arnold plot before it could be carried out, which was to let the British fleet sail down the Hudson past West Point, which was like a choke point with a fort there. He was going to turn the guns around, pretend they were having a drill, like how would we repel a land invasion? And then he was going to lower this and sabotage this chain that they put across the Hudson to let the British fleet sail down and attack New York. It didn't even come off. Mayorkas, for 4 years, led the biggest invasion of this country in history. I mean, he was on the board.
500,000 children, they admit, many in sex slavery and slave labor. He should be hanging up by his toes.
Yeah, he was on the board of HIAS, one of the biggest open border NGO corrupt organizations, like Catholic Charities, Lutheran Charities, and others. But he was on the board. This would be like taking a general of your enemy's army and making him the supreme commander of your army. I mean, imagine if somebody in Britain said, let's bring Rommel in and put Rommel in charge of the British army. I mean,
let's bring Rommel in and give him Eisenhower's job as supreme allied commander. All right. I want to get into all the technicals, but I also want to ask you big picture. Well, give me 60 seconds on this. We'll get into it more in the fourth hour. what do we do about Trump? Because I'm never in a paradox. I'm always decisive because I'm always cut and dry, do what's right. And I am doing what's right. I'm exposing Trump and the DOJ covering up. But then it makes me sick because killing the carbon tax saves billions, securing the border 96%, upping ICE, all this stuff is heroic. Kennedy, Gabbard, all this great stuff he's doing, and then covering up for Epstein, confirmed now, it is torturing me. I'm like a robot that can't compute because I morally want to beat the Democrats, who I know are thousands of times worse, but then we're moral, so we can't then sign on to cut. I mean, you've seen the emails, man. This is devil worship, buying babies, cut and dry. 60 seconds approximation. What do we do about Trump?
I think that he can't. I think he's surrounded. He's in a hermetically sealed bubble, you know, Susie Wiles as his gatekeeper.
They call it bubble wrapping.
Yeah, so he's bubble wrapped, and he just watches Fox. So he's seeing, like, you know, if he's getting his information from General Keenan, like, you know, a couple hours and we'll have this Iran thing, we'll whip them down, and it'll be great. You know, the greatest air armada in history, guaranteed success.
Oh yeah, let's talk Iran then, because remember what we said last year. This isn't just get rid of the nukes. They're going to say they didn't get rid of it. Now even Witkoff's like, oh no, they are enriching. We got to blow up all their weapons now. They want full war. Total bonker town.
And at the same time, while Mexico is on fire, and Mexico is going to spread into the USA, because what we've seen in the last 24 hours in Mexico was just a phase of this, an attention-getting phase, setting gas stations on fire. This, like, destroys if you've got a town with two gas stations, you know, a couple thousand people, and you just burn their two gas stations and the next town and the next town, their economy is wrecked. I mean,
you just paralyze them. And so that was my first question. We'll elaborate in the fourth hour.
Just phase one. That's just phase one. If the Mexican army threatens to get control, like goes right into their compounds, let's say helicopter gunships right into the cartel compounds, right? Rockets, aerial attack. They will then begin to kidnap Americans' families. There will be judges. There will be governors whose daughters at college will be snatched.
Stop there. Fourth hour. Everybody has to tune in. Even if you can't watch then, it'll be on X and Rumble later. I totally agree. So when I started the interview with you, I asked a question. I think we went there. Just in summation, you agree with me that this, what we just saw, was not the earthquake. This was the tremor.
Right. This was just the first tremor of this. And to do this at the same time while we're poised to wreck the global economy, because one thing that people are discounting, I don't care which side you are on this Iran thing, we got to save the students and have a force of regime change, even though we don't know who's the next guy. We'll just take our chances, you know, throw the dice.
All right, we'll talk to you in the fourth hour. If you want to send me a text, you got my number, or you give it to him. Send me all the points you want, because I want to go to that big picture, because that was the whole point I want to get you on.
Yeah, let me just say, Iran also has a Samson option. Whatever we do to Tehran and their missile defenses and everything else will not open the Strait of Hormuz. Iran can keep the Strait of Hormuz open or closed indefinitely.
And their government already voted last year that when they're attacked the next time, it's already law, they're going to sink a bunch of ships in there.
And they're not going to go down and just say, you won, uncle. Their missile troops will have standing orders. Do not let ships through this, because they've already been told there may be a communication breakdown. There may be spoofing
Dr. Strangelove. They've already been given kill switch. They've already been given black pill. They've already been given doomsday orders to attack no matter what.
Right, and they can physically keep the Strait of Hormuz closed indefinitely, which will wreck the world economy. So Trump is like playing with a Jenga tower. And at the same time, we've got Mexico exploding, and that is going to come right over the border.
Man, we
got
to go. We'll talk to you in about an hour and 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, wow. In fact, so he gets the floor to say all this. I'll ask a few questions at the start of the fourth hour, let him take over, though. I'll be sitting here reading articles, listening to him. I'll probably pop it obnoxiously here and there. Okay, yeah, folks, you can see where we're at. I mean, we're not hyping this. It's way worse than I can even say. It's the quickening. It's all the good things happening. It's the bad things happening. It's totally insane. Let's start going back to your phone calls ahead of our next big guest joining us. on the UFO disclosures that Trump is talking about. You definitely don't want to miss Stephen Greer coming up. Kelly, thanks for holding. I really appreciate it. Kelly in Texas, welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you, Alex. Well, getting back to the original question that you asked, which was, you know, what can we do about this Epstein thing mainly, I think is what you were basically talking about.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I face the same questions all the time. Finally, I took a little action and decided I was going to weigh in on this election integrity and signed up to take all the classes on this upcoming primary and so forth. Anyhow, so I'm going to go in there and be a clerk, okay? It's not much of anything, but I want to get closer to what's going on
the
ground.
No, millions of people doing it, boots on the ground, is the most powerful thing because then we'll have the eyes and ears to catch them.
Exactly. And what it really requires is some kind of action somewhere, each of us. You're doing it every day. But each of us, as citizens of this country and care about our kids and our families, you can't just sit there. At some point, you got to get out. You know, have they hit your tripwire yet? They've hit mine. I know they've hit yours. And
I'll say this. So I'm never a guy to shoot my mouth off about war and stuff, but the Democrats want violence. They trigger a civil war. They do all this. They need to know we're not just going to sit here and take it. Democrat, leftist leaders, their lawyers, all the people that are pushing this and call for this, they start it. We don't want to go there, but when the gloves are off, folks, everybody knows what to do. And I'm sad to have to say that, but we've gotten, you know, down to having to start thinking about that.
Well, there's a lot of action they can take before that happens.
No, I agree. We better bust our ass now politically. But once they put us in that wheelhouse, they're the ones that took us there.
That's right. And here we are sitting here in Texas, you know, conservative state in general. And we got people, you know, the Republicans aren't turning out for this primary. Are you kidding me? The Democrats have us 2-1 in early voting.
It turns out Abbott's taking tens of millions from his Pakistan guy.
We're 18 measly thousand votes away from taking back Harris County. Are you kidding me? And we can't get that done? It's just ridiculous. So my advice, I agree with the earlier caller that suggested that you go meet with Trump on this issue if they would let you get near him, you know.
Well, I know. I mean, here's the deal. It's a whole other story. I was invited to the White House by Trump, you know, 6, 7, 8 months ago, back when I was given benefit of the doubt and stuff. But let's just say Trump's not too happy with me right now. And the thing about, I appreciate your call. Great point. Thanks for holding. More calls straight ahead.
I'm jacked up on the meth lane. Blue is the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well.
And RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue, and I gotta tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesTour.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones